This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
I have had a truly great life in business. But now, my sole and exclusive mission is to go to work for our country, to go to work for you. It's time to deliver a victory for the American people. We don't win anymore, but we are going to start winning again. But to do that, we must break free from the petty politics of the past. America is a nation of believers, dreamers, and strivers that is being led by a group of censors, critics, and cynics. Remember, all of the people telling you you can't have the country you want are the same people that wouldn't stand. I mean, they said Trump doesn't have a chance of being here tonight. Not a chance. The same people. Oh, we love defeating those people, don't we? Don't we love defeating those people? Love it, love it, love it. No longer can we rely on those same people in the media and politics who will say anything to keep our rigged system in place. Instead, we must choose to believe in America. History is watching us now. We don't have much time, but history is watching. It's waiting to see if we will rise to the occasion. And if we will show the whole world that America is still free and independent and strong.
Well, the pundits, the media, many did not think that he would be standing on the stage. And there it is, a year after his announcement. And you know, it is just amazing. There's no question whatsoever that you have a non-politician rising to the level, overcoming, you know, a tough field. I mean, you had 16 exceptional people that stood on that first night right there in Cleveland at the Quicken Loans Arena for the first presidential debate. And if you remember, it was Donald Trump, the only one that hesitated and said, I am not ready to make that commitment to support the nominee. But he predicted even at that point, because he says, but I'm going to be the nominee. That's what he said. He was so determined. And in fact, I think maybe Brett Baer had kind of, it kind of came out of him involuntarily. It was just kind of a knee-jerk response, like going, well, that's pretty arrogant. Well, but, you know, look at it. If he follows up on what he said, and this is what his daughter was talking about last night in saying that when he gets focused on something and he goes after, you know, an objective, he will see it through. And he's done this time and time again. It's the old saying, if you want to see what somebody's going to do, look at what they've done. You see what he's done in business, his family, how they supported him. I mean, unlike any other convention that we've ever experienced. I mean, where have you had his family members coming out and the establishment, the people that could have been there in support of him, whether it was George W. Bush, you know, anybody else on down the line, even Mitt Romney, you know, they're MIA. And what does that say? Okay, all right, maybe it bifurcates the party a bit, but you know what? The tent pegs are expanding. More people are coming in and being a part of this new Republican Party. because of the vision and the hope that one Donald Trump brings, you know, to the forefront and to the marketplace. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, like we've been saying, America, if it's going to happen, it's going to be a bottom-up movement. It has to happen at the grassroots. Top-down is what got us into this mess. You know, as we look at, you know, the elite ruling class of this country, boy, they're absolutely going nuts right now because they can sense that the grip of power is slipping through their hands, ladies and gentlemen. And I believe that's good news for the future of America. It's good news for the rest of us. You know, as I was saying before, the big takeaway for me last night was, you know, the encouragement to dream big dreams again. This is what has made America exceptional. It has been in the realm of the opportunity and the possible. And we hear so many success stories. And sometimes you have to search a little bit deeper, you know, for them these days. But they're there, you know, where people have come in from impossible situations. In fact, I was reminded the other night, I was visiting an old friend's establishment here in Southern California, Gulliver's Restaurant in Irvine. And the owner and I were dear friends. He passed away about 4 years ago. And Alex was an incredible success story. Here is a gentleman who immigrated from, you know, from Russia. He came here with, you know, a couple of pennies in his pocket, literally. Worked his way up in the restaurant business, you know, as a busboy. Eventually buying a restaurant in Los Angeles, and then eventually got to the point where he purchased the iconic restaurant here in Orange County, a restaurant that John Wayne, when he was alive, frequented. In fact, I remind people that the phone jack of where John Wayne would sit in, and this one particular booth, is still there. I tell people, I'm just curious, one time I'm going to hook up to it to see if John Wayne picks up the phone on the other end, just for fun, you know, why not? But, you know, there are many success stories, and there are many more yet to be written. And I just have this sense that we've got now we're going to have this rebirth and this resurgence of incredible success stories because, you know, what it comes down to is people, they want to work. They just want to get back to work. Give them an opportunity. Get all these regulations and get the government out of the way. And I believe Donald Trump's the guy to make that happen. Well, and of course, we're going to be talking and developing that even further. But right now we have Ryan Gerdusky with us. He's a columnist for Red Alert Politics, born and raised in New York. He's been politically active since his teens and worked on many campaigns, including Congressman Bob Turner, Mayor Michael Bloomberg, and for Liberty for All Super PAC, supporting Congressman Thomas Massie. Ryan loves books about farming, but has never worked on one. Hey, Ryan, I'm like you. I keep talking about Bob Beaupre, who was supposed to come on with us, and Bob has a buffalo ranch in Colorado, and, you know, I think he's harvesting some hay bales right now, and I said, you know, one of these days I got to get out there. He goes, well, the light's always on, so maybe you and I can find our way to Colorado and go to, you know, Bob Beaupre's ranch out there. What do you think?
Sounds lovely. I mean, I've been to a farm once, but I mean, I ain't done any significant period of time on it, but it sounds like a lovely life. I mean, you know, there are some days where you spend enough time on Twitter and you're like, let me throw all my technology out the window and start fresh.
Yeah, exactly. You know, let's go and, and maybe live a simpler life for a while. Why not? Hey, I want your takeaway. I want your takeaway from last night, the final night of the Republican National Convention in Cleveland.
I think that it was by far the best night of the three nights, which is what it needed to be. I thought that Ivanka was a rock star. I mean, just a rock star. You could tell how good she was. The fact that liberals were saying, "Oh, she sounded like a Democrat." That's how good she was. They couldn't even insult her. They had to sit there and say, "Oh no, she's just really one of us."
Yeah.
Peter Thiel was incredible, historic. Really bridging a significant divide for the Republican Party at that moment. And I thought Donald Trump was sober, was good. It wasn't the speech that I would have loved that if he would have given it. But it was a good speech overall, though. It just wasn't and it was way too long. Oh, my God. I mean, the O.J. miniseries wasn't as long as anything mentioned. If O.J. can kill Nicole and get off on it in a shorter time than the convention, then we need to work on how long the conventions are.
Right. Well, you know, and I think for the most part, and Paul Manafort and company were probably glad that he stayed on script. I mean, he you know, delved off a little bit, but by and large, he stayed on script. And it was up to him, you know, to make it a night. You know, as you say, Ivanka, you know, set him up, it teed it up for him. And, you know, all in all, except for, you know, I agree, I thought it was a little long. But except for that, I think that, you know, he hit the points that needed to be hit. And he was showcased. And, you know, what more could you want, you know, than to be able to get your story out there?
Yeah, I think it was an important narrative. I mean, the CNN snapshot poll was showing that most people agree with him. It's so funny how the media, you know, sat there and they were like, "Oh my God, this is dystopian. This is negative. This is dark. This is that." Who the hell are they? I mean, they are a bunch of mostly rich white people who live in gated communities whose children will never have to struggle the way that millions of working class Americans do. They don't have to worry about, you know, gun violence in their neighborhoods. They are completely divorced and detached from working class people and most Americans. So it's so ironic that they didn't understand Trump's narrative and where he was going. I thought that other than his bridge towards the LGBTQ community, the other important thing was that Trump and Donald Jr. Tried to relate it to relate immigration to an economic thing that actually hurts the poorest people, including blacks, Latinos, and new immigrants. And that was a really, really important point. I thought Peter Thiel's comment about no more stupid wars was really, really important. It's so interesting to see the tone and the difference between the old guard of the Republican Party
guard. I'm glad you brought that out because, you know, last night, you know, we've been saying this all along, Ryan, that, you know, the Republican Party has been talking about spreading the tent and opening it up and, you know, to a broader base appeal. And this is what Donald Trump's doing. I mean, the very thing that they knew is and acknowledged is the future of the Republican Party. Donald Trump brings in. They just don't like the messenger. But guess what? The tent pegs are spreading out.
Yeah. I you know, there has been a lot of data showing that Trump is winning over new converts in certain really very, very important states. And he is not a perfect candidate in any way, shape, or form. And I've criticized him heavily, even though I am a supporter, because sometimes he does make me want to rip my hair out.
Yes.
But nonetheless, and yet still, you know, the Republican Party needed to have a new chapter from Bushism. Bushism did not work. The voters rejected it in 2006. 10, 12, I mean, this is not 10, sorry, 8, 2006, 2008, 2012. So we needed to find a new voice, and we couldn't sit there and sell tax cuts for the rich, open borders, endless wars, you know, and mass immigration. That message that Paul Ryan is still trying to sell is not resonating.
Exactly.
We need something new, and this platform of populism and nationalism towards all people that is not hooked to, you know, the ideologies of, I don't know, William F. Buckley from 75 years ago, maybe that will go farther, you know. And if conservatives are so butthurt right now about how Donald Trump's not a real conservative, well, the point of a campaign is to win over the voters as they are now, not to change their entire philosophy.
And you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it in a short political campaign like this, no doubt about it. Ryan Gerdusky, columnist for Red Alert Politics, has been our guest. Ryan, thank you so much. It's 15 after the top of the hour.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
I grew up in a family with 9 kids. I must have been the fastest eater because I was the only one that was chubby. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. When I was growing up, almost no one was overweight. I've maintained my weight pretty well since then. As I get older, the 10 Tuna Chew weight loss system is making it much easier to control my weight. It curbs my appetite, gives me energy, and even improves my mood. Maybe 10 Tuna Chew could help you. Go to ilikethewayilook.com and check it out for yourself. That's ilikethewayilook.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Getting America back on track.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Wall.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day from 9 to noon Eastern, Monday through Friday. Great to have you along with us, 6 to 9 Pacific time. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. And if you want to be in the running for that DVD Blu-ray disc that we're giving away, Miracles from Heaven, we'd love to get you in the hoppa. Drop me an email. It's just that simple. Just drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me you want to be in the running for it. Give me your address, and all the best of luck for you, and hopefully we'll have a DVD Blu-ray disc of Miracles from Heaven at your doorstep very shortly. Well, our next guest was raised in the segregated Deep South community of Tallahassee, Florida. Burgess Owens was the third black American to be offered a football scholarship at the University of Miami Coral Gables, where he earned a Bachelor of Science degree in biology and chemistry. Can you imagine? I mean, just speaking that you would earn a degree in biology, it bruises my brain. I want you to know that, because this is not a tiddlywinks here, okay? Serious stuff. You know that. And he gained national recognition as a first-team All-American defensive back, was inducted into the Hall of Fame of Outstanding College Athletes of America, and later to the University of Miami's Hall of Fame and the Orange Bowl Ring of Honor. I introduce to you, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Burgess Owens on Bill Martinez Live. Burgess, how are you doing, buddy?
Very good, Bill, and thanks. I look forward to chatting with you, for sure.
Well, you know, there's much, you know, to talk about. And I will say, you know, for you, in what you experienced in the Deep South community of Tallahassee, Florida, segregated, this is what you grew up and you see America today. Have you witnessed in your life a progression toward, you know, some civil justice? Are we moving in a direction that many Americans want to be hopeful about, even in the midst of all the contention that we have in this country today? Because I would say, with the heart of people, and I spend half the year in Florida, up in Port St. Lucie, and the other half in California, and I'm in California here right now. And in my travels across the country, I can tell you, Burgess, people are worn out. They want to, you know, find some resolution that, you know, finally puts all this contention behind us. Is that even possible?
It is possible. And I think it starts from understanding that we have a lot to be thankful for. We live in the greatest country in the history of mankind. And as a person who grew up in Deep South, I can look back over the last decades and say one thing that is so true and so unmistakable for me, that is, America has within our DNA the desire to always look to be our better selves. We have a chance today, things that I could never have thought about 50 years ago, to go to any business, to live in any community, to run for president of the United States if I want to. And I think the key is understanding where our roots were and not let the progressive, liberal, socialist process help allow us to forget how great we really are. So what I like to always start off with when I begin this process is I always like to remind people for the race that I've came out of, how proud I am of them and how great we were doing before liberalism took over. Right. And a lot of people don't realize this, but from 1865 to 1965, we were probably the most competitive, Christian-based, moral-based, entrepreneurial family-oriented community in our country. 1965, over 50% of black Americans nationwide were part of the middle class. We had the highest percentage of entrepreneurs in the country, the highest percentage of men committed to marriage in their family in the country. We were so competitive as black entrepreneurs that in 1932, the Democrats had put together a law called the Davis-Bacon Act, which is still on books today, right, that protected white unions against black entrepreneurs. That was the community that I came out of. So when I went to the University of Miami, it was no doubt that I was going to succeed. I had to work hard and spend as much time as I could to do it, to make it work. But I could succeed because of the community I came out of.
And here it is, that became a reality to you. It wasn't some elusive opportunity. It was real. You saw it through, and you're a testament to that. And these are the stories, Burgess, that are so important that the, you know, young blacks and Hispanics and I almost resent and hesitate to call out the individual racial groups, because I think that only divides us all the more, and it plays into the hands of these progressives that would want us to remain in contention. You know, above and all, and all, you know, above everything, we are Americans. And if we can get rid of anything, let's get rid of that hyphenation and realize that we're all in this boat together. And yeah. I believe that the country is ready to come together in such a way and get beyond this. But, you know, Burgess, I see these young blacks that are coming into play here, and they're you know, they're very passionate about reparations and this sort of thing. And the rest of America goes, whoa, you know, what are we going to do here? How long do we carry this? I mean, the war on poverty, which was really to serve, you know, black America, if I can say the very thing I want to avoid saying, was presented by Lyndon Baines Johnson for the sole purpose of securing the black vote. We've spent $22 trillion on the war on poverty, and poverty has gone from 15% to 15.1%. Not a good investment of the people's money, I would say.
Not at all. And what America needs to understand, number one, there's a very big voice out there, and that voice of socialism and anarchy, liberalism is very, very large, but it's weak. In America, with Americans believing and understanding who we are, as long as we man up, and this is where the key comes to, a couple of things. Let me just first of all talk about the betrayal of liberalism. Because I just went through a list of things that we were doing up to 65. This is what's happened today. In 2016, we have 83% of black teen males throughout our country that are unemployed and soon will be unemployable. There's 70% of black males that are abandoning their family, not committing to marriage. Mm-hmm. There's 40% of black males that are dropping out of high school and dropping out of college. Black-on-black crime is going through the roof. These all due to liberal, democratic policies. And it began with the true betrayal of our race back in 1910 by the NAACP. NAACP was not a black organization. It was formed by 21 wealthy, white, socialist, Marxist, atheist, race-controlled Democrats. By the way, the antithesis of the Martin Luther King Sr.'s community at that time of Christians, capitalists, entrepreneurs, and freedom-loving black Americans. That same self is going on today in BET. BET, Black Entertainment Television, is not a black-owned organization. It was bought out and 15 years ago by the Redstone, very wealthy liberal Democrats. And that, from that point until now, they have firehosed my community with anti-white, anti-police, anti-American, anti-woman, anti-family. And you wonder why it's such a decimated environment. Because the Democrats have been trying to and successfully breeding black voters. That's exactly all they want to do, breed black voters. Understand that. And if we get past this and pull back the curtains, I think we'll be in good shape.
You know, Burgess, what gives me hope in much the same way, again, even with Hispanics, our core DNA, as you mentioned earlier, is consistent with family values, conservative values. That's at the very core. You know, sadly, too many people in this country have been blinded by entitlements, and they don't even know what they know. They don't even understand who Margaret Sanger is that the Democratic Party, you know, honors. Planned Parenthood, a spinoff and part of the legacy of Margaret Sanger, if the truth be known. Planned Parenthood that bases a lot of their operations in black communities because, you know, Margaret Sanger believed in her heart, and she was passionate about this, that blacks were less than, and they needed to be eliminated or at least greatly managed in terms of their growth and population. But blacks, don't understand this. Burgess, I called out Snoop Dogg. He's performing for the Democratic National Convention, and I say, how can you do that? This is the very party that's been killing your black children.
Well, and this is really where the truth be known. And understand, progressives have done a very good job of switching over. And that's what my book is all about. Mm-hmm. My book highlights what they've done. And you're right, Margaret Sanger, her thoughts of the black race was we were reckless breeders. And let me tell you what Democrats have done since her time. They've been breeding our daughters for the profit-making abortion cartel. 1,800 black babies are killed every single day by white abortion. 80% of abortion clinics are placed in black neighborhoods. That's what's called breeding. You look at the Democrats, what they've done, and Viacom, Redstone. And
Burgess, we're running out of time. Like I said, we're going to have you back, okay? Burgess Owens has been our guest on Bill Martinez Live. It's 29 after.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nisina, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvena because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvena Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayItLook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayItLook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayItLook.com. ILikeTheWayItLook.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We the people.
We want freedom now.
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
I'm telling you, I mean, sometimes it's good to be me, and other times it's just fun. You know, what can I tell you? It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. It's time for the one and only, yes, the good news girl herself, Samantha Mills Mao. She's now, yes, very married and having a good time. She's still on her honeymoon, but we were able to break her away every once in a while to come on the show and remind us of the best viral videos that are happening. Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing really good. I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad you're back from, you know, your little trip. And
well, yeah. Ireland was fun. Ireland was fun. I mean, I got to tell you, you know, the people, yeah. I got to tell you, they're very politically aware of what's going on in America. They all want to know, you know, what's going on with, you know, what's going on with Trump, and you know, is he going to get elected and all that good stuff. And you know, and that's the way the Irish, you know, they're not reserved about these things. And in fact, I was watching one of the soccer matches, and his family just kind of adopted me. Hey, sit down, you know. And you know, have a drink with us, and all. They were just very, very friendly, and you know, just very, very, just a, you know, sweet people. And this was in Dublin, you know, so you know, I had a chance to experience a little bit of the West, and we went over to the eastern side of Dublin, and you know, spent several days there. And you know, it was just like I said, the people were very sweet. The other thing was really interesting, you know, for me, I will say to you, you know, because I was talking to the people there, I said, yeah, because it's really, you know, they've moved to socialism, and it has become so clear as we were doing a tour. The last day I was there, and I don't generally do these bus tours, but I had some time, and I thought, hey, let's do, you know, why not? We're in Dublin, let's do the bus tour. And so, you know, they're teaching us about different areas and all this, and they're talking about these buildings that were, you know, first owned by these entrepreneurs and how they, you know, beautiful buildings. And then they go, well, that's the Department of Agriculture is there now. And then they, another building that was started by another entrepreneur, and there was another federal, you know, or, you know, government agency had taken over. And it was like, you know, that was the repeated refrain. And I go, and I looked to my friend and I just said, you know, Doug, this is what socialism does. This is what people don't understand, is that you have these dreams that are start out, they're developed by entrepreneurs, the government comes in, takes over. And I go, this is where America's heading, and the people don't see it. They think, oh, it's good, you know, and that's why you hear, you know, comments like, you know, President Obama, who opens up the consciousness to say, hey, you know, you didn't build these roads, you didn't do this, you know. Well, yeah, but you didn't either. But they're going to find a way to, you know, and they're going to find a way to take over. And I just saw this. It was so glaring to me. And I just thought, wow, you know, why am I seeing this? And maybe it's because of what's starting to, you know, happen here in this great country of ours, is the government continues to bloat out and it only knows one thing. It's like the Blob, you know, that movie where little kids, way before you were born. But that was one of the big initial scary movies that I saw when I was a little kid, about the Blob, how it just continued to grow and swallow things up. And that's our federal government, you know, it's just swallowing up dreams and people. And, you know, and that's what I guess in part what I appreciated about the RNC, you know, about keeping America safe, and what they shared last night is that, hey, look, it's time to dream big again. It's okay, you know, do that. We were talking about this, Scott and I, yesterday in the show. That, you know, I think that's what's hurting America, is that, you know, you thwart people's dreams and you put round pegs in square holes and you put them on a production line when they're supposed to be entrepreneurs. I mean, I don't know how more frustrating you can, you know, you can get people, you know, to experience, you know, that kind of frustration than to miscast them. And we've got so much talent that in this country that's just waiting to explode. But we got to get, you know, government out of the way that thinks it's the government of everything. But anyway, that's not why you're here. You're here to talk about some real positive things. And, you know, I like your first story here. A police officer's pay for a motel room to help raise money for a homeless teen. I mean, you know, tell us about this. I mean, this is a great story.
Well, I think this is a really cool story, especially considering, you know, everything right. that's going on. This young man, he's a 19-year-old down in Georgia. His name's Fred Barley. And he had been going through some personal stuff, so he ended up homeless and camping out in a tent at the university that he was planning to attend. And dorms didn't open until, you know, they just opened yesterday, a couple weeks ago. So the police officers that found him, they originally were like, come out with your hands up. And when they found him, they knew something was wrong. This guy had taken his little brother's bike in 5-6 hours. And he had like 2 gallons of water and a box of cereal and really nothing. So the police officers decided, you know what, we're going to take this kid and we're going to put him in a hotel room for a couple nights. And they ended up posting the story and it took off and started going viral. Well, another family sees the story go viral and they went and they tracked him down. And they decided to end up starting a GoFundMe page. They raised over $160,000 for this guy. But the cool part was, they originally planned to do was get him a job, because that's what he said he needed. He's like, I'll take any job. I just want a job. I just want to work.
Right.
And he ended up getting a job as a dishwasher at a local pizzeria. And they said they'd work around his schedule. But I don't know how much he's going to have to be washing dishes after getting all this money. I mean,
this guy's the wealthiest dishwasher in town. He's got $167,000 in the bank. He's washing dishes. That's incredible. You know, but Sam, you bring up a good point there, and that is the heart of American people. And I think it's not just American people. I think it's around the world. And that is, people want to be productive. They just want to work. And then, you know, here he is. He's, you know, hey, God bless him. He's a miracle. I mean, this guy hit the lotto, and compassionate people, you know, opened up their hearts. And, you know, this kid, you know, he's just going to have a bright future because the opportunity is there. And hopefully he doesn't waste it. But it doesn't sound to me like he's one to do that. So it's going to be exciting to hear, you know, the follow-up on this kid, $167,000 later and graduating from college. And what an incredible
right.
success story is that the chapters are yet to be written for him. Now, let's talk about the opposing protesters meeting in Dallas here, this story.
Okay, so this story I really love. And, you know, it's taken off. There's been over 60 million views on it. And that's on Facebook alone. And what ended up happening was, down in Dallas, after the shootings of the police officer, there was a group of black Lives Matter protesters, and then there was actually counter protesters. Mm-hmm. There were protesting the protesters, and they were across the street, and there had been one officer trying to, like, kind of maintain peace during the day. And what ended up happening was two different leaders from both groups, you know, one from each group, came over, and they shook hands and met in the middle. And what ended up happening was they all came and they prayed together, including the police officer who was trying to keep the peace the whole time. You know, they're like, let's take down these walls. We want to show the country that we came together. And it's really a very touching story. You know, it's nice. That's the America that I know. That's the America that I love. That's, you know, what makes this country great is the fact that we do all come together, and it's a diverse group of people with different opinions and different politics. It's like, let's put things aside and let's come together and be the United States of America.
Exactly.
And I mean, it's just absolutely beautiful. I recommend anybody watch it because it'll kind of restore your faith a little bit, because these stories aren't highlighted as much as maybe the bad news.
And these are things that need to happen. And look what happens here. You know, I mean, as a kid, I grew up with prayer changes things. And you bring God to the center of a problem, and, you know, all of a sudden now we can have a conversation. And this is what this country is aching for. We're aching for a conversation. You know, hear me. Let me know that my voice matters. Because for so long, people have been kicked to the curb, and you've got to believe in one way, and you've got to be politically correct, even in spite of what the evidence may indicate. And people are being invalidated, and that's what's causing all the frustration. And when that happens, it just causes people to fight and be disagreeable, and we're missing out on opportunity here. So, hey, that's a great lesson and one to see that will be posted on our website as well. Move over, Pokemon, huh? What's this all about?
Okay, so I had to say something about the Pokemon. You know, with Pokemon Go being as popular as it is, you know, it's no wonder that this has been a viral hit on Facebook. One mom is actually a comedian. She has her own show. Mm. It's called One Funny Mother.
Yes.
But she had found out about the Pokemon craze, and she's like, you know what? I think moms need something similar. And this is kind of just a silly story, but she had wine hidden all around her neighborhood. So instead of going around looking for Pokemon, she was going around looking for little glasses of Chardonnay, and that was what the mom's out would be.
So who needs to have coffee and tea anymore? We're just looking for our Chardonnay. Get out of the way.
Yeah, and you're working out while you're going too, so it's like a win-win situation.
Hey, why not? Hey, Sam had another story for us too, but you're gonna have to go to the website and pick up on it. It's a great story about a man's act of charity at Denny's. It's gonna really touch your heart. Samantha Mills Mal, yes, the good news girl on Bill Martinez Live. Sam, as always, thank you so much.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, that's just one of over 280 ways to connect with us through our many affiliates from coast to coast. Good to have you with us. This is Bill Martinez Live. Rich Miniter is with us, national security terrorism expert and CEO of the American Media Institute. Rich is also a columnist for Forbes and New York Times bestselling author of Losing Bin Laden, Shadow War, and Leading from Behind. Rich, excuse me, I'm sitting here, I get all choked up over this topic. You know, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. I know you're Ubering, you're in Cleveland right now, and you're Ubering to the RNC, so I appreciate you giving us some time.
Well, Bill, it's always a pleasure to be on your program.
Well, you know, I imagine last night was right in your wheelhouse, Make America Safe Again. What were your thoughts of last night's RNC presentation?
Yeah, it's a shame that the media has been so focused on the alleged plagiarism of Melania that they missed the bigger message. And I think there are, you know, I think what Trump is speaking to is a lot of ordinary people who say, my gosh, you know, we've seen Al-Qaeda and ISIS plans for blowing up public schools, for attacking malls, including the Mall of America, any crowded public place. And unless we get serious about counterterrorism measures and put aside the politically correct blinders, you know, the kinds of attacks that we've seen in Nice, we're going to see here.
Well, and
they like high body count, and they
kill exactly
inside their organization with who can kill the most.
Well, and the thing is, clearly, with these lone wolves and people just radicalizing in days, it seems, you know, with what's happened here domestically, it's not like somebody needs some long term indoctrination. It's almost. We've really kind of, you know, fertilized our culture here a bit with the kind of rhetoric that's been put out there, I would say, in the educational institutions, what's happened culturally, how people have disrespected this country. I mean, we really are kind of ripe for the pickings, aren't we?
We are in some ways. I would be careful of buying the president's analysis that these are lone wolves who self-radicalized. That's the way for the administration to put aside the blame. To fail to do their own real investigations. In fact, to carry out terrorist attacks, especially successful ones, there's usually a great deal of planning, rehearsal, and leadership. And of course, in most cases also money. So these things appear disorganized and solitary because the police and the intelligence services have not dug up the connections. But Bill, one of the things that fascinates me and terrifies me at the same time is when we see a terrorist attack in the United States, you might see one arrest weeks later. Whereas you see terrorist attacks in Europe, you'll see dozens of arrests within a day or two. Look at in Nice, they've already, I think they're up to four accomplices who are arrested. And then there's another, I think, nine people of interest who are being investigated by the French. So they're much more thorough, and they're willing to look at connections and move rapidly. So now what you're saying about the radicalization in American universities, that's absolutely true. I wrote a book years ago called Mastermind, which is the biography of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who planned the 9/11 attacks. People forget this, but he attended two United States colleges, including North Carolina A&T, the historically black college. When I went there and went through the yearbooks and talked to his professors and so on, what you discover is there was a steady anti-American message that there's something wrong fundamentally.
Well, and we know that...
No one ever says we're 6% of the world's population. We're 40% of the world's economy. We must be doing something right.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, you bring up a point here that I want to revisit for just a moment, Rich, and take advantage of your expertise. You say in Europe they're so much more effective to get to the root of the problem. A lot more people are arrested as a result. They get into the network very quickly. And here, with all the technology that we have in America, we seem to be very, very slow, and we're not very effective, and so people are going to say, why?
Well, because it's not a technology problem, Bill. It's a human problem. It takes leadership, it takes management, it takes creativity, and it means taking the shackles off the police and intelligence services and letting them follow the investigation wherever it leads. Instead of saying, like we do in the United States, oh, I can't go in that building because it's a mosque. The French, they'll put policemen into mosques. They'll go and interview people. They'll look at the bookstore in the mosque and see what radical books are being sold and what audio tapes are on offer. And the FBI and most major police departments are barred from doing that, not by law, but by internal policies. So it's willful blindness. It's also important to remember, Bill, radicalization that occurs on American college campuses. There are three campuses in the United States with lots of Arab students in which we've never, or Muslim students, in which we've never seen a radical emerge. And that is West Point, Annapolis, and the Air Force Academy. And the reason is that, first of all, these are not bastions of political correctness. But second of all, they do not isolate people at the military academies by ethnic group, whereas one of the most segregated places on earth is the American civilian campus. So when I interviewed people, for example, who went to school with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who planned the 9/11 attacks, their parents said they went to America as, pro-democracy, pro-Western people. They came back from America with beards and radical Islam, and they blamed America for radicalizing their sons. And that's because we isolate people. We put all the Arabs together here, all the blacks together there. And it's only prisons are more segregated than American college campuses. And that's part of the problem, too.
Wow. That says an awful lot there, Rich. What is it going to take for America and policymakers to wake up to the reality that their policies are proven ineffective? In fact, they're more deleterious than beneficial.
Well, it would mean admitting that we were wrong for 40 years, that a lot of the educational theories we have are wrong. A lot of the political theories we have are wrong. And it's very hard for major American institutions to change, to respond to reform and to adapt, unless there's a crisis. And right now there is a crisis. It's called terrorism. But many of our leaders are refusing to grasp the significance of it. And this is, I was having a conversation with a one-star general just last night, in which the Army is, even now, and this is more than a decade after fighting in Fallujah and Iraq and other places, similar places, still not teaching urban warfare. Professors who are still teaching at college campuses out of the 1960s playbook. Well, wow. Iraq, Afghanistan, terrorism, this is not a replay of the Vietnam War. It's something totally different.
Yeah, so without a doubt.
It's going to take a lot of leadership to get people to realize that we're stuck in outmoded ways of doing things. And the cost of not changing is going to be measured in American lives.
And what I've been concerned about, Rich, and I'm sure the One Star probably feels the same way, is that we've lost a lot of good officers in the last, I'd say even in the last 5 years. A lot of experience has exited stage left, and we're going to pay a price for that.
Right. And also the amount of energy devoted towards, you know, different political causes inside the military. For example, I mean, and I probably know this, we have an Assistant Secretary of Defense for the Environment now, who makes sure that we have the proper catalytic converters on our tanks. Hmm. When you devote money and managerial time and energy to, well, you're worried about the environment, you're not worried about warfighting.
Yes.
You're either doing one thing or the other. And, of course, we have endless task force inside the military about gender equality and so on. I'm not saying these things are wrong or there's something wrong with them, but I am saying what you devote your time to when it's not warfighting necessarily is going to weaken the ability of the military to carry out its mission.
Well, and here
we have to return to some basic language. We've got to start to use the word enemy again. When was the last time you heard a person in uniform use the word enemy?
Yes. No, and there's no question. All this has set the stage. That's why I'm saying, you know, when we first opened up the segment here, we were talking about our vulnerability by the words we used, by the conditioning, and, you know, I say the fertilization of the minds and the culture, you know, through this political correct speak that we've inundated ourselves with. But if we don't wake up, Rich, what is it going to take, another 9/11? I mean, it's a matter of time. We're already being attacked, and we want to somehow give it place and some type of justification, really?
Well, the most shocking thing about 9/11 is that the antibodies of the status quo were able to fight off change.
Mm-hmm.
We hear nearly 3,000 Americans died in one of the most spectacular atrocities in American history, and even that was not enough for our major American institutions to change. The status quo was able to win and return as if it never happened.
Exactly.
So I don't know if another 9/11 will make a difference. Certainly the first one didn't.
Well, it's clearly the roots of discontent in terms of the American dream and what we stand for is out there, and it runs deep, and it has invaded, you know, the policy strongholds of our country. Because clearly, I mean, that's the fruit, and that's what we're reaping is what we have sown. And for a long time, we have sown this idea that America exceptionalism is unexceptional and unacceptable, and you know, all our hard work and all our good deeds are, you know, set to the side. They matter no more.
Yeah, I think we need to remind people what is great about this country. And I'm not saying that from a political point of view. I don't like to get into day-to-day politics.
Mm-hmm.
But people forget how utterly extraordinary the United States is. I'll tell you one quick story. I was at a checkpoint in the Green Zone in Baghdad about 10 years ago. I was with a guy named Mathala Lusi. He was a member of the Iraqi parliament.
Okay.
He stopped at a military checkpoint, and he had $10,000 cash and an AK-47 on him. They took the money from him, and they made him count it on the hood of his own car.
Hmm.
And he says, "This is so humiliating. The Americans are not just taking my money, but they're counting, making me count it." He gets to the other side of the checkpoint. That 18-year-old soldier gives him his $10,000 back and counts it in front of him to show that not a dollar is missing.
Hmm.
That's the amazing thing about America.
Exactly.
Honesty and integrity.
Well, Rich, thank you so much for being with us. Rich Miniter, national security terrorism expert on Bill Martinez Live. It is just about 2 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Paid military.